Good afternoon, friends and neighbors. As October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I'm sharing some insight and conversations with my care team at Common Spirit St. Anthony Summit Hospital. With me now is registered nurse and the clinical coordinator at Summit Infusion and Oncology, Amber Kilby. Amber, is the infusion center all about cancer, or are there other needs met at Summit Infusion?
2 days a week, we're pretty much focused on oncology and chemotherapy, but Monday, Thursdays, Fridays are our days we treat a lot of chronic conditions, outpatient antibiotics that patients might need for a six-week stretch. So we do a lot of things, a lot of different types of infusions.
Can you tell me a little bit about a day in the life of an infusion nurse?
We love predictability, but that doesn't always go to plan, of course. Typically, our oncology days are pretty much focused around giving our chemotherapy and just checking in, seeing how they're doing. You know, we try to be all comprehensive.
Amber, is there any advice that you care to put out there to the community at large about what you can do as a loved one of someone going through cancer?
Something that really stuck with me that somebody told me, they were like, I'm tired of people asking me, what can I do for you? Because at the end of the day, you're going through so much. Do you want another thing to think about or even to ask? So I think just saying things like, oh, I'm going to the store, what's on your grocery list? Or I'm going to the coffee shop, I'm just going to drop one on your porch. Or just stating what you're going to do. Oh, I have some time, I'm going to come do your dishes. You know, I think that is something that I have heard has been very helpful for patients. And then at the end of the day, just lending an ear instead of your voice can go a really long way.
Such a great answer. Thanks for that. Is there any misconception you'd like to clear up about going through a cancer journey?
People think when you're going through chemotherapy treatment that you are just dedicating your whole life in that window to treatment and being sick that whole time. And at the end of the day, that's not the goal. We want to make sure that you are still able to have quality and live and do the things you want to do. You want to go on a trip? Heck yes, let's work around it. You know, schedules aren't set in stone. We can work around things so that you can continue to do what you want to do.
Thank you so much, Amber, for your insight and knowledge. The full interview will be posted at crystal93.com under the About tab on the homepage. Thanks for listening.